John Reed, give me the diver party story.
Right, okay. How we got him was there was two horses for sale. And I said to Kevin at the time, I said, you pick one and I'll have the other one. And Kevin said, oh, I don't know about that. I said, well, what if we go halves in both? And if so, one ends up a dud, one ends up all right, we're happy. He said, yep. And I said, you train it? He said, yep. And so that's how it come about with this horse. But it's been a long time getting to the track because he's been crook. We get into a certain stage, he gets a virus, and we've had to drop off, gets a virus, drop off. This is about his fifth preparation, believe it or not.
Well, tonight's time, 2:06, nothing right home out, but he faced the breeze, did it tough, and then he really found when you needed to at the business centre proceedings.
Yeah, he certainly did, and the other thing that happened was one of the pins never came out, so he raced with one hobble short all the way around.
So well, that's not going to help him.
That certainly didn't help him.
Has he shown a bit of ability on the training track
for
a while?
Yes. He's won a couple of trials. So, yeah. So he's always shown ability, but the filly that we brought at the same time was better than him earlier on. Okay. But she's been crook, okay. And we can't get her to the track.
Well, Kevin Denny seems to have a knack with, you know, the diver pace horses, and he certainly does. He certainly, everyone he's had has been winner, and he just seems to have a knack with them.
Yep, he certainly does, and I think he might end up with a couple of more.
All right. How much did you give for this and the other filly?
We brought them for, oh, geez, you're asking something now. Oh, maybe. It was either five or six for the two.
Oh, okay. And where did you buy them, at the sale, or was it?
No. We just brought them straight off Ricky.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's hope that this one can go on and win some more races for you.
Thank you very much, Peter.